Increases such as these are particularly affect constituents of mine in Donegal who depend wholly on petrol and oil and turf rather than gas or anything else that they can avail of. Indeed, we all know there is no chance of supposedly cheaper natural gas coming to Donegal anyway. And what's more is that Greenleaf Energy stated that it's unlikely that there will ever be a gas pipeline into Donegal. So not only is there no alternative, but we have been advised that there never will be one. It seems that the nickname of the Forgotten County once again rings true, as Donegal has been left behind, per usual. It is clear that urgent action is needed, yet as people are struggling to make ends meet, and parents are struggling to put food on the table. And not only are you refusing to help them, but you are actually intending to punish them further with the introduction of the carbon tax increase in May. This tax increase will further increase the price of home heating oil and gas and solid fuels. And the last thing that is needed at this crisis time is further increases. How do we expect people to survive at all? Government TDs cannot stand here and say that they care about the people of this country and of their constituency while they do nothing to ease the burden of families at the mercy of continuous rising costs. The decision of the government to go ahead with the carbon tax increase on households, given these out-of-control costs, would be unforgivable.